So welcome. This is, I'm Linda Tellington Jones, and this is July 27th and the first hour of Tuesday with Linda. We have now 39 people on, and I haven't had a chance to look around because we started to see who's here. I have to see my view to see everyone who's here. And I'd just like to welcome you all. We've been speaking with Françoise already from France, who's going to be sharing what she's been doing. And I see Jacqueline, very lovely to see you. How exciting. This is really great. And I want to see, I've got to, how can I what is, I'm trying to see all around. I see, and I'm not, this is really interesting. We've got 39 people and I cannot see you all. So I'm going to ask you, first of all, what I would like to say, and please remind you that T-Touch is never a replacement for medical help. When this is something you can use for yourself in addition to whatever help that you can get. And also I would like to ask you, if you don't want me to, don't want us to see you, just if you can turn your own computer, you know, your image off, because it's really helpful for other people to share your stories. And before I share something, I'll always ask you, but if you would just tell me that's not okay ahead of time, write that in the chat. And Judy Klein is here helping us because Kirsten today is out camping in the mountains in New Mexico, and Judy Klein has been with me for, I think, 23 years now, in our office in North Dakota now, is here, and Elaine Garley is helping with the questions in the chat, and Shannon Weil, some of you don't know Shannon because we have new people here. Let's see, Shannon came to my school in 1987 for the year school, and we've been working together ever since. And she wrote a book about the school called Strike a Long Trot, which is a really an incredible read. So I would like to begin today sharing an experience that I had, because this T-Touch for Self-Help is something that we've been teaching, actually not for self-help, but for therapy. In Europe, I think it's about 15 years now, we've had these three-year courses in Germany, in Switzerland, and Teresa Cotterelli is here with us today. And Teresa is a practitioner for humans and for horses and for dogs and companion animals. And she did the organization for our human trainings in Switzerland for many, many years. And we also have them in Austria. And I expect that Martin Lasser and Karen Oberbichler will be on here from Austria. So this course, however, is about self-help. And I want to share a couple of things that happened to me recently. That is, I was eating one of these Costco, it's a chicken wrap with lots of salad in it, and you have to open your mouth quite wide to bite into it. And I was, you know, eating normally. And suddenly, sorry, I just lost it. I was taking a bite, and suddenly I had such a pain in the right side of my jaw that it just stopped me in my tracks. It was like there's no way I could move my jaw. I thought, uh-oh, because I've never had any jaw issue. And it's a miracle because I was kicked right there. There's a scar where I was kicked by a horse like in 82 or something. And I've been so blessed that I've never had this jaw problem. So I'm thinking, I'm going to have to put this wrap down and I'm going to have to go and get a smoothie because, and then I think, come on, Linda, okay. So I start T-touching it just like I'm doing here. And if you're on the phone, because I know we have a couple of people on the phone, I'm using the tips of my fingers. And for those of you new to the work, we've given all the different parts of our hands animal names. Now, I'm just doing this. I'm working as you watch me. I was doing this tempo, by the way, And I'm using about a, it was a lot of pressure. I'd say a 5. It didn't hurt at all to touch it. It just hurt to move it. So I thought, okay, I can fix this. So I take another bite, carefully start chewing and keep touching. And, maybe, I don't know, it might have taken a minute, maybe a little bit more. You can see how I'm using sometimes my forefinger and sometimes the middle finger. And I'm careful that my other fingers, you see my little finger and my ring finger, they're just lightly curved. And I'm holding underneath the jaw with my thumb. Just try this yourself, because I've worked on many people for TMJ, right? Other people. And normally if I do that, I'll bring in some of the Feldenkrais exercises that we do. But in this case, man, I'm just using T-Touch. And it didn't take 3 minutes. And I could eat normally. And I ate the rest of the wrap. And I haven't had anything since. And I thought this is a great way to start this, to let you know when in a situation like that, because, oh my God, I mean, I would have been stopped. Now, another situation that I had recently, I work out in the pool, because some of you who are new don't know that I have a subluxated here. Yes, sublux. You can feel a bone sticks out there. And so I had a compound fracture in the top of the humerus and in the elbow. And they had to do surgery immediately. So I have a plate and 5 pins here. So I work out in the pool. And I do like swimming backwards, forwards, side, all the sideways stuff. Well, often it aches at the end of that. So all I have to do is just go in there, and you see I'm holding with the thumb. In this case, I'm not holding underneath. I'm holding to the side, look, like that, there. And try this on yourself so that you get a sense of, because it's really simple. I mean, we have the 9 elements that we're going to be going into, but basically it's simple. And knowing, wait a minute, what pressure is comfortable? Because when I first broke this, I was using the least connection I could do and slow, like 2-second circles. And notice my fingers are curved. Now I'd like you all to do this on your arm and, wait a minute, stiffen your fingers and see what that feels like. When I stiffen my fingers, I can feel my abdominal muscles get tight. So take a breath, smile, because when we focus, we frown. That's totally normal, like we're concentrating, right? I'm talking to you, so I usually like to breathe in through my nose and out through pursed lips. Now, when I first did this, man, we did a lot of touches. I did a lot of touches on these, and I was with Eleanor Silverstein at her home after 3 days in the hospital in LA, and Sage and Eleanor did a lot of T-touches on me. And this is just what I was doing then, as lightly as possible, just to move the skin. Now, please be aware, everyone. And I see, Hella, I see a new name here. Look, if I go over the skin 1¼ circles, that's not T-touch. We catch the skin and move the tissue. Now, the difference is, just from the interest point of view, in 1984 and 85, I'm just going to keep doing this so you can kind of see my tempo. Look at where the thumb is. Now, if I try it without the thumb, make the circle there without the thumb on so you get the practice. Now, catch the thumb there. In 1984 and 1985, we did brainwave studies with the Biofeedback Institute of Boulder, Colorado. with Anna Wise. And you can Google her and Google the awakened mind state. Because when we are moving the skin in one circle and a quarter. We were getting an activation in what's called the awakened mind state. And that was actually the concept of Maxwell Cade. And he measured people who were highly skilled yogis and people who were really effective in their work. And they found that they were in a particular pattern called the awakened mind. And it has an activation in both left and right hemispheres of beta brainwaves, which we need for logical thinking, of theta, which are the brainwaves, the connection between the conscious and the subconscious, unconscious, and the delta, which, the theta, which is a connection to the divine, actually, that out of the blue thoughts that we get, which now we know, actually, it's out of the quantum field. That's where T-touch comes. I trust my intuitive knowing. And the delta. So beta, alpha, theta, delta. And that's in your membership site, you will see that awakened mind state. You'll see the pattern. Now, Anna Wise had watched me work and wanted to measure me to see if I was indeed in this awakened mind state when I was doing T-touch. And yes, I was. And then she wanted to measure my students, which we did for two different summers in July at the in the Boulder, Colorado. Eleanor was there for the, I think, the second time. And then we did again in 2009, and Sandy was with that one. Now, what we were doing was finding out, wait a minute, when you move the tissue, if you go like several circles, like as in acupressure in one spot, you don't get that awakened mind. You don't get that activation in both hemispheres. But if we did one and a quarter, this is what got this awakened mind. Now, for those of you who have friends and family in other places and you cannot get to them, you can reach out with your mind. And that is the gamma brainwaves. Those are gamma that are activated. And we actually showed that with the mind mirror in 2009 at a study that we did when I was sitting in one chair, hooked to one computer. Sandy Rakowitz was hooked up to another, and Robin Bernhardt was watching the monitors with Anna Wise at that point, and they were seeing, and I was, Sandy had a area of discomfort, of pain, I forget, in a shoulder, and as I was imagining working on her, and I was doing the touches on myself, because I'd like to do, if I'm working at a distance with a person or with an animal, I like to touch the part of myself as much as possible that I'm imagining being with them. And what was happening is that there was a synchronization of our brainwaves that you could see on the computer. So it's really interesting that you can, I mean, when, for instance, the Dalai Lama's monks are sending compassion to the world, they are in that gamma state. And that's, of course, in both hemispheres. So what I'd like to do, and I am a little puzzled because now I see everybody. I wasn't able to get you all before. I'm just looking around and welcome, all of you who are new, Hella Neubert. I'd just like to hear a little bit from some of you who haven't been with us before. If you could unmute yourself and just tell us where you're from and what experience you have with T-Touch. We'll just do this a short time and then we'll... Hella, can you see where you unmute yourself down at the bottom? At least on my computer, it's at the bottom.
I'll speak up. I'm Christine Shaw.
Okay. Hi, Christine.
Can you hear me? Oh, hi. So I've known about T-Touch for many years. I actually lived in Boulder and in the Southwest Slope. And I actually went to your compound once. I can't remember with whom. And you were not there, but I knew about your work. And I was so excited to visit your compound in Santa Fe. And then I had a... I had a friend, I can't even remember her name, it was many years ago now, who had horses and had taken your courses so she could work with her horses. And so through the years I knew about it, but I've been doing many other different kinds of energy healing work. You know, it started with Reiki in 88 actually, and then body talk and reconnection and matrix energetics, and somehow I was ready for some new aspect of my healing. And it just was serendipitous that a friend emailed me something from your website about the March seminar that was going to be in Dripping Springs, Texas, because I was in Austin, I just moved to Canyon Lake. Anyway, I'm so excited to be here. I won't take any more time, but I'm so excited. And I worked on my shoulder and neck on Sunday, and it really helped while you were teaching. I was working on me. Anyway, that's probably enough for now.
That's perfect, because that's exactly, Christine, what we want is, and it's so interesting. If you realize, wait a minute, like for me, what I've been asking for all these years, since in 1983, when I had an experience that shifted me from following this beautiful Feldenkrais work, which I'd had so much success with, and I started following the circles, from that time on, I kept thinking, wait a minute, how come with this 1 1/4 circles? Because it took us a while to get 1 1/4. At first, it was just a circle, and then we figured, wait a minute, if you just do a circle, starting at 6 toward the ground, just try it, everybody. Move this skin around and pay attention, like think of it as 4 arcs, just 1 circle, 4 arcs. So a little arc from 6 to 9, 9, 12. Look at how my fingers, like at 6, they start to curve more as I come up to 9, up to 12, they start to straighten. 3, they're straightened. 6, they curve again. Now just do 6 to 6. 6 to 6. It's like when someone says to me, well, how come 1 1/4 circles? And I might have, I don't know, 100 people or more there. And I'll say, somebody come up and try it. And I just do that. And they always say, it's not complete. Interesting. It's not complete. And so you say, wait a minute, 1 1/4. It's like, that's, wow. Now, if you go 1 1/2, I'd like you to do that. 1 1 past 6 up to 12. It's like, what? It again, it's not complete. It's so interesting. And try the other directions, because some of you will say, well, which direction? Whatever feels right to you. Depends what is feeling at that moment. Now, let's just try the other direction, if that's okay with you. Yeah, like today, it's okay, but my body wants the clockwise today. Now, so what happened is we realized 1 circle isn't enough. So when I started writing about it and sharing it, we'd say 1 and a little more. So we made this like clock, and we would take it to like 7:30. And then when we started, I got my first laptop, I don't know, in the 80s. It was the first one that came out. With it, it's so easy to say 1 1/4. Now that 1 1/4 is like a code. It is a code. Because as it turns out, in one of our courses in Germany, which was not for self-help, it was for learning to work with others, a young man came in to the class on a weekend. It was just an introductory weekend, and said, wait a minute, that 1 1/4 circle, that's like that famous golden ratio within all of nature. And that's when I realized, wow, it really interesting. It really makes a difference. Now, this, you all, is like a meditation because I really pay attention to the quality of the circles and the tempo and the pressure. And one of the things that I've come up with another name for the lighter touch, because if I broke these two bones, I'm just going to talk a little bit about, you know, I've loved it when I've had these injuries because I learned so much. So I broke these two bones, like stepping by mistake, of course, into the strap of a suitcase, and my friend pulled the suitcase and I went flying back and whacked my hand on the wooden sidewalk and broke this. So I'm doing as fast and as light as I can. Now on that pressure of 1 to 10, we also have a half. It's like barely moving it. Now, why am I going fast? Because it hurts like heck. But I know from my experience, if I just keep doing this as lightly as I can do it, and then I got water, and you add water, makes a huge, huge difference. Doesn't have to be ice, just water. I kept doing it, and 30 minutes, no pain and no swelling. So of course the doctor thinks it's not broken because it's not swollen, but you always want to be sure. And of course the x-ray showed broken in two places. And I just kept touching this. And what it does was no more pain, matter of fact, no black and blue, amazing, no swelling. And I keep thinking, okay, I want to know why, how come this is. So what we've come to over the years, and these 2 years have really made a difference, that we have been sharing these experiences and finding out continually how we can help ourselves with this. Finally came to this realization, thanks to these, you know, thanks to Bruce Lipton's Spontaneous Evolution, where he talks about the amazing communication between these 100 trillion cells. And that a cell can live alone in a petri dish for about 2 weeks, and then it's gone. It needs that communication. And then this amazing, wonderful book, this Code of Authentic Living by Dr. Joan King, talking about the fact that, again, every cell is a genius, and showing how the function of the cells. Now, I have had the experience of sitting next to Bruce Lipton after a lecture that he gave, and he showed me on his laptop one cell, you all, a picture of one cell. And he said that there are approximately 100,000 known functions of each cell. But that is only the beginning. So what is that? And then I got it in this Joan King, this concept that, wait a minute, the power of the creator, of the creative, is within us. And it is. And I'm not going to repeat it again because, you know, how many, you have to hear something like, I think it's 28 times or something before you get it, really. And that is, in the King James Version of the Bible, is in the Luke 17, lines 20 and 21, is the statement that the, just a moment, I'm going to read it to you. The kingdom of God is within you and around you. And this concept is everywhere in all that is. We're part of all this is. And when we get this with our trees, the animals, the plants, the everything, including, we have to really learn to talk to our computers, Victoria. It makes a difference. And I realize now that what this T-touch, this simple golden ratio, 1 1/4 circle, is a connector to connect us in to that amazing intelligence in every cell in our body. And that's why, is my theory, but that's an inductive reasoning point of view, that we can actually activate that communication between the cells. And that's what happened to Eleanor Silverstein on Sunday. She talked about her experience having the COVID and virus and being able to visualize the connections, the communication between the cells. That's what we're doing here. And what we want to do today is I want to just go hear from those of you who've been working with the T-Touches, for those of you the first time, for those of you who have something you specifically want to work on. And I know some of you can't be here the whole time. Just know that you can drop in and out. This is your time. And I'll be here as long as there is somebody who still wants help today. So I would like to hear, and Judy and Elaine and Shannon are looking to see if there's anybody who has to leave early and would like help with something specific or has a question or a Sharon. So I'm going to, because I can't watch.
Linda.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something because I was meditating.
Okay, wait, hold on. If you can say your name, everybody say your name first. Hi, Chanel. And then, okay. And then go ahead.
It's Chanel. And, I'm from Canada, and I wanted to share something with you because I was meditating on this last night about what you said about the golden ratio and about the King James version of interpreting what it is inside of us, like finding the kingdom, or also the Hindu religion that Joan C. King was talking about. And I was actually, my son's dad was Anishinaabe, Ojibwe from Ontario, and they have a lot of traditional knowledge. He spoke his language. And his grandfather was Dr. Peter Kelly Kanu, which is Tabasanaquit Kanu. He's a language instructor and traditional knowledge teacher. And he said to me one day, he said, when you find the inner core of your being, it's like you're standing on top of a mountain. You can understand everything around you. You can hear what the trees are saying, the wind, because we used to communicate telepathically back a long, long time ago before we even had a vision that all four nations were coming here to Turtle Island. So, and we called people here for healing, and we are supposed to come together because we all come from one tribe. It's the same tribe. We're all connected. And when you reach that inner core of your being, you can understand animals, everything. And it's true. And when you said that you talked to the Morton fig tree, and I had talked to a cedar tree. I came out of a ceremony once and I had my hands on the cedar tree and I was just crying. And you won't believe this, but the tree's branch came down and hugged me. And at that point I thought, I have reached the inner core of my being at this moment. And the tree talked to me. And I wish I wrote it down, but it was so beautiful. So I understand what you're saying is true. And science is starting to discover now that plants, you can talk to plants. But we've known that since time immemorial, because we've been in ceremony since time immemorial. And through prayer and meditation and purification, like, you know, the sweat houses and the long houses, and singing is a prayer too. Singing, we can come to that place, and that is heaven on earth. It is heaven on earth because you're in communication with everything around you. And it's a beautiful state of being. I was on cloud nine for 6 months after that happened to me. I could understand everything, and it was very beautiful.
Thank you so much. It's so perfect. And this is what I mentioned on Sunday, this concept of being in the fifth dimension, because we have been living in this place of fear, no, and separation, division. And the fifth dimension is when we come to this place exactly of that, again, of being one with all that is. And the aboriginals of all cultures have that. They didn't lose it like we did. And, you know, years ago, I think in the was in the late 80s, there was a book that was written, and the name will come to me. I have it on my iPad now. It's, you know, it's, there's so much out there now. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. It's one of what laid the trail. And on page 11, the author said that since the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, when mankind became separated and lost their ability to speak with the animals, that our animals give us this connection to nature that we are missing. And for all who have had horses and dogs and kitties and rabbits and gerbils and birds, they were our connection to nature. And now we're awakening again to this knowing. And I believe, as terrible and terrifying as this virus is, I believe it has the gift in the hand of bringing us together to recognize the beauty in all that is. And for me, when I'm working on myself or on an animal or a person, it's that wow factor. I go to that place of, wow, this body is a miracle. I want you all to look down. Look at this body. This is a vessel for our soul, made up of 100 trillion cells. I mean, that's the general normal amount. Bruce Lipton, you know, most people say that. It's an estimate, obviously. 100 trillion cells that communicate. And think about it. We don't have to pay attention. The blood flows, the lymph goes, you know, all this stuff. Huh, interesting. This is a miracle. We are walking miracles. And when we just imagine this connecting, this 1 1/4 golden ratio spiral circle in all of nature, that is a connector to that wow wonder, to that genius in every cell. And that's it, folks. I mean, just, you know, use your hands however. We have like 20 different ways of, we've given animal names to them, the different parts of your hand. It's just interesting to bring nature in, but use whatever part, be creative. No, you know, like, and when you touch your own cheek, like, you were doing, Victoria, before, where you've got pain in your face. Connect, and all of you, just think, connect with that genius in every cell in our body. And that is that creative power, the creative genius of the universe. In this little book, I showed this on Sunday, some of you weren't here, Uncommon Prayer by Ruth L. Miller. It's now available on Amazon for about $12. And I just love this statement. I'm going to say it again. It is my mantra. If I'm sitting somewhere and like I'm waiting for something to happen, instead of thinking, I use that slack time. I love that. To just say this, you know, in between the stuff that makes up the universe is not just empty space. Interesting. Holding it all together is a wonderful, rich quantum field. Now, I'm sure that some of you perhaps don't know that when you could contain in, of a box, if you could contain that much of the quantum field, that is enough power to heat all the water in the oceans. I mean, that's what they're trying to do with the atom smasher. It's incredible what is here. Every thought that's ever been thought every belief, no, every emotion, every feeling, everything is there. So in between that stuff is not just empty space. Holding it all together is this wonderful, rich quantum field out of which emerges in orderly patterns all matter. That's everything that appears to be solid. We now know it isn't, but it looks like solid. All matter and all energy. Many scientists call this consciousness or intelligence. The rest of the world calls this God or Allah or Great Spirit or Source Energy. Deepak Chopra calls it the possibilities, the infinite possibilities for change. And that's why this 1 1/4 basic circle gives us this infinite possibility for ourselves to function in an ideal manner. We activate that communication between the cells because what happens when, is my experience, when we're in pain, the communication between the cells is stopped. So what this work is about is just reactivating that communication between the cells. So when you're hurting and you're in pain, which I know some of you are, if you can put your hands on yourself and in the gentlest way, connect with this miracle, do the body blessing. And I would love to have Françoise have a chance to share her story. But before I do, I want to make sure that I talk to somebody who can only stay for a short time if you want. So this idea, this body blessing and this wow factor, oh my gosh, wow, this is a miracle. This is a miracle. It's the wow factor. And our intention with this tea touch, really simple, with every 1 1/4 circles, it's a message to the body, no matter what's going on, remember your perfection, meaning at the cellular level. Wow, remember. And if I'm working with someone with ALS or 4-stage cancer and they're ready to cross the rainbow bridge, maybe they don't get that yet, but I can say, remember your potential for ideal function at the cellular level. And then let's start imagining the light in the cells and the connecting light between the cells, because that's what Eleanor Silverstein said brought her out of that in deep, deep, really fear and pain of the virus. When she imagined the circle, she couldn't even do them. She could only imagine activating the light between the cells. And for those of you interested in science, please look up Dr. Fritz Albert Popp and the International Institute of Biophysics, because for years and years, that's what he studied, was light in the cells. And I had the great good blessing of being twice with him and putting my hands on him and saying that I had seen less light in the cells of a horse I was working on in a lot of pain. And when I just did very gentle, respectful work around the area and the horse lost the fear of contact and lost the pain, the light changed. And Dr. Popp said, the light represents the communication between the cells. So it's really simple, folks.
I just had an extraordinary experience. I'd like to just communicate quickly to you.
Can you say your name, please?
Yes, I will. My name is Ronnie Ruggies. I'm living in Nyack, New York.
Where?
In Nyack, New York.
Oh, thank you.
And I met you. I met you and had my first experience with you in Amherst when you did the work on the horse.
Right. Wonderful.
You've stayed in my heart ever since. I've been on my path, you've been on your path, and right now we meet again at the right time. So I'm blessed. So I've just very briefly on my path, I've worked with working with the cells, I've worked with energy. As a Feldenkrais person, I've been kind of an outlier because I've worked so much with my left brain and in other ways. And somebody told me about this, and I said, yes, the language is mine. So besides that, I just had an extraordinary experience with the circle and a quarter. And I just want to tell you, and then I'm off.
But please share that. I mean, this is what this is about. This is what Tuesday is about, is this sharing.
I have been sick for years, for the last 3 years. Eleanor will understand this. A mycotoxin illness, and it's affected my whole nervous system and my skeletal system. I do healing on myself. However, so a lot goes into my brain, a lot goes into here, in through the gas.
Describe where, because some people are on the phone.
The occiput into the brain, into that whole area, into the jaw, which we've been talking about, then into through the gut. Okay. So I was just doing the circle and a quarter, but I wasn't doing it there. And what I've learned is you don't have to do it exactly on the spot, because if you do it there, it may be too much energy or something there. So I've learned to just access myself where my hands just want to go, and they went over here. And when I did it, let me tell you, oh, I feel no pain. Internal space, internal movement. I'm not clicking. If somebody had seen the picture of me before, I was going click, click, click. There's no clicking there. There's nothing there. And it's opened up this whole center with breath and openness into the gut just by the circle and a quarter. That was my missing piece. I appreciate you. Thank you. I want to be part of your community. So thank you. It's time. Thank you.
Ronnie, thank you. Now, could you just this is really huge, obviously. You've been dealing apparently with this pain for a long time. Did I understand you correctly?
Pain, illness, yes, because of mycotoxins throughout my system, yes. Dealing with so much, yes.
So let's ask your cells just now, if your cells could talk to you, what would they say? Where are you touched? Where are you touched?
Oh, myself says fly again, and I'm starting to, so I'm healing. You know, my spirit is opening again. There was a lesson in all of this for me, a great lesson. It's bringing me to you. It's bringing me to help heal other people. So now I'm ready to fly.
And I really invite you, Ronnie, if you could journal a little bit, just write about that and ask what's beneath this? What more is there here for me? This is really, thank you for sharing. That is what this experience is about, Tuesday. You can't imagine what this does for me on Tuesday being with you, because we've had this incredible, now for 2 years, Eleanor and Sandy and I have been doing these Sundays, and they've been really wonderful feedback, but we only get once a month. And when after the Feldenkrais Summit, when so many people came in new, suddenly I decided to do these Tuesdays. And just, they're supposed to be 2 hours. I stay on as long as somebody needs to experience, share, ask, whatever. And this feedback, Ronnie, you just, as you well know, this is going to affect everybody here and everyone else, because we're all connected. And as each one of us discovers, remembers who we are, as Chanel said, remembers our connection to all that is, we affect everybody. Everybody, not just ourselves. And the more conscious we are of that, the more conscious we are of our connection to all beings, to all that is, through all of our lifetimes on this planet and other places, the more we are functioning, we're activating. I believe this virus is this, it's a jump, it's a big jump into the fifth dimension, where we remember our oneness with all that is, with the divine within. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ronnie. You can't imagine. And the fact that here's the second person here today who was there in Amherst, and so phenomenal. So let's see, who do we have somebody who needs to just can be here a short time who would want to be sure to get in the
Linda, this is Russ.
Hi, Russ.
Hi, I'm here in Sedona, Arizona, where I'm really blessed to be here. I understand that. It's such a beautiful place. But I need to share with you something because I do have to leave about 12 o'clock, about 10 minutes. However, I need to say thank you to you. I was born with some spinal deformities, and it's never really interrupted me other than the fact that gravity has pushed my spine out of position, and so I'm getting shorter as the years go on. But that's fine. But to learn how to deal with that personally, I, as a classical musician for my whole life, I also decided that that second thing that I need to do, because everybody has to have a balance in their life, was going to be massage therapy, because I needed to know how to deal with my own problems, and then who to go to, who I could trust. In the process, I, of course, like others who have spoken, I've gone through Reiki, I've gone through polarity therapy. I continue very deeply into Shen therapy also. However, one of my students in 1995, her name then was Amy Kinder, she knew you. She had attended something that you had done in the 80s, and back then it was a circle and a half. And so she taught me the circle and a half. Well, to bring this up a little bit closer, my wife of 51 years did pass away this last December. And I've gone through the grieving that has to happen, and it will continue. There's no really timetable for that. However, during the last 10 years of my caregiving, she was dealing with the effects of diabetes. Well, that affects your eyes. It affects your heart. It affects your kidney. In 2015, she had a kidney transplant. And with that came Epstein-Barr virus, which then transmuted into lymphoma. And long story, a little shorter, she was in the hospital more than she was out during the last 2 years. So there were times when I could use the facilities and the techniques that I've developed for her and whatever the therapy might have been. But there were times when she could not get on the table, or she could not move herself, or we were in the hospital. How do you best work with somebody? Throughout all of her illnesses, it's T-Touch. I've gone to her and used what I knew, which was the circle and a half. I knew about smiling. I had had a good connection with Paulina Seghini. I don't know that you know her, but she's a Feldenkrais lady in Los Angeles. And so knowing you now and getting to feast off of your interchange with the rest of us, it's really helpful. And I just wanted to say that you made my life and my wife's life immeasurably improved, and her transition was peaceful, glorious, and a lot of it has a lot to do with T-Touch and the calm and the okayness with moving forward that touch has allowed all of us to feel. So I just need to say thank you for that. And my dog, Jake, who was lying by her side the entire time, he's still with me. He gets T-Touch all the time.
Beautiful. And Russ,
anyway,
thank you
very much.
What is your wife's name?
She always was known by Ginny.
Ginny. So I bring her and you in my heart. And Jake.
Ross and Ginny, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for sharing.
You bet.
So, do we have another person who has to have limited time here? do we see it in the chat? If you write it in the chat, if you put that in the chat, that will be, we can see that. We're looking. So if not, what I'd like to do, I would like to ask Françoise if you would share your experience with us, because a few weeks ago, Françoise on a Tuesday told me that she was dealing with emphysema. And if any of you ever know about that, it's very terrifying because you don't get enough breath. So the question was, how could she increase, get more breath, more oxygen, right? And so what I did, and I'm going to invite you, because let's just do it a little game together. I stood up and I took the hands, and just, I'd like, if you can, if it's okay, if you can stand, and take the back of your hand on the ribs, because our ribs don't get enough attention. I'll go to the other side. I can use both hands on this side. And I'm just using the back of my hands. And it's kind of fun. I mean, we have different names for different parts of the hands, but I won't bring those in yet because it doesn't matter. You just turn your hand however it's easy. And I'm doing circle and a quarter and a lift and hold. Nice deep breath and release. And so then we started going down behind. And for those of you who have pain behind, we had Donna was with us, and she could not, she has really terrible, terrible pain in her back. And so what I did was suggest for anybody who's dealing behind, instead of just trying to do something, you know, with your fingers like this, that's tiring. You just take one hand, and with one hand, I move the other, and I'm doing this circle and a quarter. And the part that I'm using right now for circling is just that part. And find what works for you. It could be a different part. Now, if you have pain there, go really lightly. Like, I'm going to use this part right here, right there. I'm going to put that, if say you have pain, and go very lightly. Now, if you don't have pain, it's kind of nice to move a little, stretch, move your pelvis, just like enjoy wherever, and don't push it, just go wherever you can, celebrate what you can reach. Now, play with this, explore it. You don't have to follow me. You can, some of you will find other ways. And then let's like come up. Whoa. Now I'm using what we call the elephant foot, this part of my hand there. And that may not work at all. For some of you, you may think, something totally other. Play around. Just know that you've got all these animals in your hand. And that's kind of helping us with this really serious nature deficit right now. Now I can also, my ribs want me to do this. And I normally don't lift both sides at once, but for some reason I'm going to circle one and lift both. It's interesting. They want to do both sides. My body, I never do this. And that really moves my scapula. I can bring my shoulder blade way back. And that frees up my neck. And I just like explore, play around. If it hurts, go away from there. Don't just make it fun, make it easy. Now, that being said, let's see, Françoise is in France near Lyon, and I'm going to ask her if you will share with us. There you are. And if you change, like click on your up on the little squares on the top, and then you can get, so you can see me now, and now you'll be able to see Françoise when she speaks. You can see her better.
Yes, I see you. It's all right. I prefer be in the little screen.
Okay, well, go on the little one.
Thank you for showing this teachers for Brace. It's very helpful. And I've had two experiences with Heart Hug and T-Touch that I wanted to share with you. And recently I have lost a friend because of a cancer. She didn't believe in anything. And I have done Heart Hug for her, for she finds a way of light. And Heart Hug for her husband and her two sons. And I heard her voice saying, can you put me with them with Heart Hug? And I have done Heart Hug with all of them, she and her husband and her children. And I felt a balance.
Beautiful. And did you do it on the phone, on Zoom, or how did you do it, Françoise?
No, baby, I've lost a friend because of a cancer. She's died.
Ah, yeah.
And I heard of her voice in the space, you know. And she didn't believe in anything, not in God, not in light, not in whatever. But when I've done a heart attack for her, and for her on one hand, and the second hand for her husband and her children, she asked me to put her among her family, to make a group, to make a balanced group. And I think it's wonderful. And beautiful. The second, yes. But thank you. And the second thing I want to relate to you, I have a friend who had a pain in her stomach, and I show her how to do T-Touch, and she does it on her stomach, and the time to do one circle and a quarter, her pain vanished. She was very happy and convinced.
And you're keeping a record of this, right? You keep a journal with them.
Yes, it's interesting to have a journal. And yes. I wanted to talk about my visit to the osteopath.
Yes.
Because of emphysema and he treated emphysema. And so I see him, talk him of emphysema, and he treats the relation between the heart and the right lung, and said it is due to a very old trauma or accident or belief that I must let go now. And he waited for my body to let it go, and he said it is reharmonized now.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is. He adds, it is possible that I have nightmares or that I have the blues, because the old energy must go out in order to receive the new one.
Beautiful. And you said before that he'd tried this with you before, but before T-Touch, you hadn't been able to hear him. Did I understand you correctly?
Before, can you repeat, please?
You said that you've worked with him before, but this time it really reached you.
I worked with him before, but I wasn't ready to let go the problem that makes emphysema. And now he has worked easily, and normally it's gone away. So So I wasn't ready to enter in the dance of life. So thank you to give me the enthusiasm and the way of love to connect with the intelligence of the cells, with T-Touch, and especially T-Touch for breathing.
For the breathing, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to end this recording, because we attempt to do it 1 hour at a time, and then we'll take a 10-minute break, get something to drink, you know, it's a snack. We'll come back in 10 minutes and start again. Thank you so much. And so I'll end this recording. Stop the recording.